This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
60 degrees and sunny in Chapel Hill Carborough, 58 in Hillsboro. Beautiful day today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s before rain moves into the area tomorrow. 7:07 is the time. I am not Ron Stutz, as you can tell. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron again today, as I will be all this week and next as Ron takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you today. After a month of national attention on our state, public policy polling has released a new poll showing Governor Pat McCrory's approval rating among voters. The numbers are not favorable. 51% of North Carolinians disapprove of the job the governor is doing, with only 39% approving. That's a new low for the governor. In addition, 52% of respondents oppose the state's recent budget, with only 33% supporting its passage. PPP Director Tom Jensen says he believes the disapproval for the governor is coming more from a growing general disdain than for anything specific.
Probably less than the specifics of the budget. What these numbers reflect is that voters are just generally in a bad mood.
50% of voters in the survey say they believe that Governor McCrory broke his promise to not sign any new restrictions on abortion as well. And 57% also said the governor's move to give cookies to pro-choice protesters who showed up at his home was inappropriate. Jensen says North Carolinians are reacting negatively to the passage of the abortion bill, but not necessarily because they object to the bill's contents.
Voters not, I think, necessarily reacting negatively so much to the actual contents of the legislation. It's really just not liking the process.
The poll also found that Moral Monday protests have a favorable opinion among voters. 49% say they approve of Moral Monday. Only 35% say they disapprove. Jensen says the protesters were polling negatively when the rallies first started, but the General Assembly bad image has pushed them forward.
I think that's just a reflection of the fact that voters are so unhappy with the General Assembly that they're glad that somebody is going out there and speaking out against them and standing up to them.
General Assembly's approval ratings continue to be extremely low in the poll. That's no change. Public policy polling finding that 50% of respondents say they would vote Democratic if there was an election for the legislature now. That is up. With both of the potential Republican candidates for U.S. Senate in the state, House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate Majority Leader Phil Berger, both coming from the legislature, Jensen says that could be good news for incumbent U.S. Senator Kay Hagan. She's got a 49% approval rating and a 48% disapproval rating. That's not great, but McCrory says good news for her anyway.
If I was the GOP, I'd be thinking about maybe trying to find a different candidate who's not such an establishment politician.
In PPP surveys this week, Hagan beats both Tillis and Berger in hypothetical matchups by 8 points each. Well, starting today, drivers who use town-owned park and ride lots in Chapel Hill will be required to pay to park before boarding buses at the Carborough Plaza, Eubanks Road, Southern Village, and Jones Ferry lots. Drivers will have the option to pay $2 a day or $21 a month or $250 per year. Permits purchased can be used at any of the four lots. Chapel Hill Transit Director Brian Litchfield says the fees are being implemented to generate revenue to cover operating costs for the transit system.
Council approved the fees earlier this year in coordination with UNC implementing fees at their lots as an attempt to generate revenue for the transit system.
According to a Chapel Hill News report, UNC will also operate its own permitting system for employees and students using six university-owned park and ride lots. Permits purchased for any of the four town-owned lots will be honored at the UNC lots as well. Those include the Friday Center and Franklin Street. Litchfield says Chapel Hill Transit has also reached an agreement with Triangle Transit to waive fees for those at the Eubanks Park and Ride lot who are riding the CRX bus.
Customers that have either a go pass or a value pass of some nature are able to receive a park and ride pass through Triangle Transit.
To make sure the changes in fees are as widely known as possible, Chapel Hill Transit has updated its website, created brochures, and spent more than $100,000 to install signs and pay stations, hire part-time employees, and repaint those park and ride lots. For more information about the new fees or to purchase your own permit, which you're going to have to now, you can view the full story on our website, chapelboro.com. Turning to other news, domestic abuse is rarely something we talk about in society, but at UNC School for Social Work, a study into counseling for survivors and victims of abuse is showing some promising results. WCHL's Michael Papich reports.
The L. Richardson Prayer Distinguished Chair for Strengthening Families at the School for Social Work, Rebecca Macy, studied a new program called Mothers Overcoming Violence Through Education and Empowerment, or MOVE, for 70 women who fought back against their abusers. Macy says that a program like MOVE was developed because the women who fought back and were in mandated treatment needed their own type of session.
The social workers there said, gosh, these women don't fit into our voluntary model programs, but they're not perpetrators, so they don't go into those programs. We need to have a new program for these women.
At the end of the 13-week program, researchers found that women in the program were 96.5% less likely to experience any kind of future physical abuse. There was also an 84% reduction in the chance that the women would experience any kind of future psychological abuse. MOVE used exercises to build self-confidence and self-esteem in the women in the program. MOVE coordinator Stacy Sullivan gives an example of affirmation sheets for the women enrolled in the program.
There is a page for each woman with their name on it, and all the other group members write positive messages to each mom on the page, and then the facilitators write something positive to the mom as well.
Macy says that over time, domestic violence gets rid of one's self-confidence and can lead to someone not seeing a way out of the abusive relationship.
The women I've worked with as a social worker and who have been in my research study, they can be really competent, amazing, talented women, but after years in a relationship like that, they don't see themselves accurately anymore. And really, they begin to question their own judgment.
Macy highlights this point with a story of one woman who was abused by her then husband.
Her ex-husband used to beat her head against the floor, and he said, it wouldn't be that bad if you just held your head straight. She kind of believed that. So sometimes women end up thinking that they deserve what's happening to them when that's not the case, or that if they were better mothers or better wives or better girlfriends, that this wouldn't happen to them.
MOVE also included training and workshops for women on parenting in the context of an abusive relationship. Data from Macy's study shows that 3 months after the program ended, only 19% of women enrolled stayed with their abusive partner, down from 43% at the beginning. However, even if many of the women did not stay in the relationship, Macy says that being able to effectively parent with their former partner is important.
Even though the romantic or the spousal relationship may have ended, a lot of times these women still have to co-parent with these partners because they have children in common. So there might be visitation that has to be arranged, child custody.
At the conclusion of the study, Macy also found that women were 93.6% less likely to respond to abuse with physical violence. The children of the women in the MOVE program who were aged 5 to 13 also received group therapy for child abuse. The privately owned Duke Endowment funded the $600,000 study and is giving a $250,000 grant for further research in this area. Michael Papich, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:14 is the time here at WCHL. Time now to move forward with our first look at this hour at traffic. This one is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Right now we're seeing pretty good traffic if you're sticking around Chapel Hill, Carborough, 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, all properly in all directions. On I-40, we have a crash on 40 westbound right at the 540 interchange. This is as of a few minutes ago. It's blocking the left lane of traffic, so if you're headed west from Raleigh towards Durham, Chapel Hill, be on the lookout for that. Probably going to see slowdowns in that neck of the woods right around 540 on I-40 westbound. Otherwise, the interstate's looking good. If you're heading from Chapel Hill, Durham towards Raleigh, you shouldn't have any trouble. Up in Durham, 15501 and the Durham Freeway, both looking good in all directions. No other traffic incidents or accidents to report. But if you're seeing anything we are not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL. Make sure it's safe to do so. Or give us a call in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and let us know what's going on. This weather report is brought to you by Southern Season. Get a taste of tailgating on Saturdays, August 17th and 24th, this weekend and next, in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for delicious $1.50 sliders and special savings on deli sides at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or you can find them online as well. SouthernSeason.com is the website. Beautiful out there right now. It was actually a little chilly this morning, odd considering it's mid-August, but that's going to give way to a gorgeous day today. Right now it's 60 degrees and sunny in Chapel Hill, Carborough, 59 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Does not get better than that. Overnight lows tonight down in the upper 60s with partly cloudy skies. We do have a slight chance of rain tonight into tomorrow morning, about a 20% chance of that. Unfortunately, once the rain starts, looks like it's going to be pretty steady for the next 3 days all the way through the weekend. Cloudy skies on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a 60 to 70% chance of rain all 3 days, really beginning on Friday afternoon and then just sort of steady from there all the way through the weekend. So if you've got weekend plans, take your umbrellas with you. Highs all 3 days in the mid-70s, overnight lows in the lower 60s. Pretty unseasonable weather all around. But then on Sunday night, the chance of rain will begin to diminish. We will still have a decent chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday to get the work week started, but weather kind of returning to midsummer normal for our area. 40% chance of rain on Monday, 30% chance of rain on Tuesday, with temperatures picking back up into the mid to upper 80s. And that chance of rain will be more in the form of late afternoon thundershowers than steady all-day rain. So back to the sort of weather that we're used to by the time the weekend's done. By the time we get to the middle of next week, the chance of rain should be out of the area. We'll have at least one nice day on Wednesday, partly sunny skies and highs near 90. 7:17 is the time here at WCHL. Yesterday, Todd Morgan, Chapel Hill High School's head men's basketball coach and athletic director, stopped by the WCHL Morning News to announce that he is going to be stepping down from those two positions to accept a similar position at C.B. Acock High School in Pikeville. In just 5 years at Chapel Hill High, Morgan has accomplished more than some coaches achieved during their entire careers. WCHL's Rachel Nash reports on the impending departure of Todd Morgan.
Certainly bittersweet. I've had a great run here at Chapel Hill. Love Chapel Hill, and Chapel Hill community has been great to my family and I. And Chapel Hill High School, I think it's the best high school in the state, both athletically and academically.
Morgan made those remarks to WCHL's Aaron Keck Wednesday on the Morning News. The Moorhead City native explained that he and his wife, Courtney, along with their daughter and son, wished to be closer to family in the eastern part of the state. In 2008, Morgan came on as the men's head basketball coach, posting an 8-14 season. Within 2 years, he led the program to a 20-win season and has stayed at that level since. Chapel Hill High won the Carolina 6 3A Conference Championship in each of the past 3 seasons.
We developed our program into a year-round program where we did a lot of things during the fall and the spring off-season workouts, and then also played a lot of games as a team during the summer. And so we just built a system, I think, that works really well. And these kids bought into it, and with their hard work, you know, then you have a chance to be very successful.
Morgan was also named the Carolina 3A Conference and NCBCA District 6 Men's Basketball Coach of the Year the past 3 seasons. After 1 year coaching the Tigers men's basketball team, he also took on the position of athletic director. Morgan coached many standout players, including 2012 NCBCA 3A Basketball Player of the Year Denzel Ingram, now playing at UNC Charlotte, East-West All-Star Anthony Van Hook, and James Maynor and Denzel Robinson, who now wear Carolina blue for Roy Williams. Morgan said he is particularly proud of what his athletes in all sports at Chapel Hill High have accomplished off the court as well. The majority of his basketball players were named to the academic all-conference team for maintaining a 3.0 or higher GPA during the season. He said the weighted team GPA has been near the top in the state each year.
I think that combination is hard to find where teams will have that great success and also that type of success in the classroom, but for us, it was really what we were looking for. Those were the types of young men we wanted in our program.
When asked what his favorite memory was, he recalled one from several years ago when his team made a run into the regional finals.
And there was a play in a game versus North Forsyth in the sectional finals that Aiden Kelly dives for a loose ball and flips it back inbounds, and Kyle Grant runs down and scores a layup. And that was just an effort play. And it was the best dunk. It wasn't the best spectacular. It wouldn't have been on the ESPN highlight reel, but it just epitomized Aiden Kelly and the type of, you know, work ethic and the effort and determination that our young people have.
Looking forward, Morgan hopes to mirror the success he's had with the Tigers as he transitions to head coach at C.B. Acock.
You need to do a little bit of work there to get it turned around, but I think we have some good kids, and with hard work, I think we can get it back at a higher level.
Morgan said no decisions have been made regarding naming replacements for either the athletic director or head men's basketball coach positions. He said school leaders are meeting later this week to discuss a transition plan. To hear Morgan's full interview on the WCHL Morning News, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Rachel, for that report. 7:21 is the time. Time now to move forward without further ado to WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Top of the Hill Restaurant and Distillery. Well, we are exactly 2 weeks away now from the beginning of the 2013 Carolina football season. Tar Heels taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks on Thursday, August 29th. Carolina defensive end Kareem Martin says he believes the pass rush is greatly improving this preseason. Preseason practice ongoing this week. In particular, Martin says one of his fellow teammates, junior Ortis Norkeithis, is causing some disruption for quarterbacks and will be a big factor for the Tar Heels once the games begin.
I think, you know, we've greatly improved as far as the pass rush from each level, you know, since the spring and going from last season. You know, we're getting a lot more pressure. We got a lot of guys stepping up in the pass rush game. You know, I worked a lot on my pass rush this spring and this past summer, and a guy, you know, who just came out of nowhere is Mokisa Sotis. You know, he's really been doing a great job pass rush, coming off the edge. You know, he's a real quick guy, small, but he's really quick. You know, he's definitely going to be a big contributor in that come the season.
With only 2 weeks remaining before the first game, Martin says the key now is for players to stay healthy while still managing to push themselves day in and day out of practice.
The main thing right now is camp, so take care of your body, you know. That's the biggest thing, you know. You have to be healthy, you know. You're no good if you're not 100% going into the first game. And, you know, just continue to work every day because, you know, camp's a grind, and it's easy to tell yourself, yeah, man, we got all these practices, so I can just kind of take this one off. You can't do that, you know. Time's running out, and before you know it, we'll be playing South Carolina.
Speaking of that South Carolina game, Gamecocks will no doubt be motivated to send the Tar Heels back home with a loss, but Martin says he thinks his team is going to be up to the challenge.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the belief is definitely there. You know, we've always, since I've been here, a lot of young guys have played, you know. My senior class in particular, we were a big contributor in the 2010 season. We had a lot of guys play that first game, so this stage is nothing new to us. Everybody is mature, even though we're one of the younger teams, you know. We're all mature, and I think we're, most guys are ready for the stage.
Martin, one of the upperclassmen on the team, he says he knows he has to step up and assert more of a leadership role on the defense in this, his senior season. He says he's ready for it.
You know, that started back in January, you know, when we lost all our seniors last year. You know, they'd all graduated and went on to do their thing. And, you know, I knew I had to step up from then on to be that leader. You know, a lot of guys on the team, they look up to me, and my voice is being heard by them. So, you know, I make sure everything I do, I'm doing it the right way so that I can bring guys, you know, where I'm trying to go, you know. Bring guys up, you know. Try to get the best out of guys on the defense.
We are 14 days away from kickoff. Tar Heels taking on the Gamecocks of South Carolina on Thursday, August 29th. To read the story and check out video from yesterday's Tar Heel football practice, you can view our website, chapelboro.com. Tar Heel radio listeners will have a new voice to look forward to this coming football season, during the home games at least. Ethan Albright, a four-year Carolina letter winner and a 16-year NFL vet, will now be featured on the Tar Heel Sports Radio Network as a football analyst for all of UNC's home games this year. Albright was a 2007 NFL Pro Bowl pick. He spent time in the NFL with the Dolphins, the Bills, the Redskins, and the Chargers. He will replace Rick Steinbacher, who has served as network analyst since 2005. Steinbacher will still continue as an analyst for all of Tar Heels' road games this year. Albright says he's excited to be returning to his alma mater this fall. He says he hopes he can, quote, provide a valuable insight to listeners. To read the full story, including comments from Steinbacher as well, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. Football season just around the corner, so is soccer season. Anson Dorrance's women's soccer team, ranked number one in the preseason poll issued Tuesday by the National Soccer Coaches Association of America, coming off its 22nd national championship in the last 32 years. The other three participants in the 2012 College Cup are all in the top four of that poll as well. Stanford number two, Florida State number three, and Penn State number four. Carolina gets underway in its women's soccer season, beginning with number 16 Santa Clara. They face each other on August 23rd in Charlottesville, Virginia, just 8 days away. Carolina men, number four in the preseason poll, coming off an appearance in the NCAA tournament quarterfinals. They're looking for another trip to the College Cup this year. They get underway with an exhibition game this Saturday, just 2 days from now. They'll be taking on Elon at Bryan Park in Greensboro, North Carolina, at 7 p.m. The Phoenix also got some votes in that preseason poll as well. 7:26 is the time. Time now for Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Chapel Hill High School has lost a complete package in Todd Morgan. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I chuckled to myself when I read the touching and long email from Todd Morgan, explaining why he is leaving Chapel Hill High after 5 years as the boys' basketball coach and four as athletic director. Morgan and his wife Courtney are returning to their roots and families in eastern North Carolina to teach, coach, and raise their young children. Morgan was a masterful communicator and marketer of his teams and overall athletic program. He was an incessant emailer with schedules, results, and highlights of Tiger athletes. He seemed to know that a hard-working local media that also had UNC to cover could not always give his program the attention it wanted and deserved. So Morgan helped out by emailing photos, statistics, and so much information that the radio station, newspapers, and websites could not ignore it. And he always thanked the media who did come out to his games. I also smile because this series of emails not only reviewed all of what Chapel Hill High has accomplished recently, but paid tribute to the heritage of the school going back to championship coaches Bob Culton and Ken Miller. It was Morgan's goal to renew the tradition of Chapel Hill High excellence, and the 68 coaches and more than 500 student-athletes annually honored the 59 state championships Chapel Hill teams have won by finishing first in the 3A Wachovia Cup standings for the last 3 years. Morgan's email also shared their recent scare with Courtney, who is pregnant with little Todd due to arrive in December. Morgan thanked the Chapel Hill High family and friends for their prayers and well wishes as Courtney fought through her illness and she and the baby recovered completely. At the same time, he announced he is resigning to join them in the New Bern, Morehead City area, where Courtney has already taken an elementary school administrative teaching position. Todd Morgan will not only be missed here due to the great young athletes and high-ranking students he coached and mentored, but also how he became engulfed in this community. His successor for both roles have not been named. Whoever it is has some big shoes to fill, and an email listserv who, like the Morgans, is anxiously expecting. This is our chance to see.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. Either 2 or 4 hours of photo booth rental for events and parties. Available now. Photo booth rental is perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, and more. Your guests hop in and out of the booth, and within minutes, the photo booth takes the shots and prints out a strip in their choice of color or black and white. Strips can also be modified with messages, and your guests can take as many images as they like while the booth is at your venue. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. Get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
7:30 in Chapel Hill. If you're headed out on the roads from Raleigh towards Durham-Chapel Hill, there was an earlier accident on I-40 westbound right at the 540 interchange. It was blocking a lane of traffic for a little while. Lane is back open again, so that's good news, but there are still some delays there, so be on the lookout for that. Give yourself more time to get through that stretch of road if you're headed towards Chapel Hill-Durham on I-40 west. Quick look at weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. Not much to say about the weather today, except it's beautiful. 60 degrees and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Going to be partly sunny right now, later today, rather, with highs in the upper 70s. Overnight lows in the lower 60s. Enjoy it while you can. We've got rain all day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs in the mid-70s.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
Clean up after bloodshed in Egypt. CBS's Charlie Daggett had checked out a protest camp where the military pushed out supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi.
This morning, soldiers broke down what little remained of the main protest camp, bulldozing the remnants of protesters who fled or fell in yesterday's bloody crackdown.
More than 500 dead, many bodies gathered into mosques. Al Jazeera's Jane Ferguson at one mosque.
They really just have so many bodies to sort through that they're trying to make sense of everything. All the while, the absolute devastating stench the death in here. People are trying to beat the summer heat. There are blocks of ice literally being laid on the tops of bodies.
The Muslim Brotherhood is calling for protests today. Already, there are people marching in Alexandria. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
7:32 is the time. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning as he takes some much-needed time off. He'll be back in this chair later on this month. After a month of national attention on our state, really even longer than that, going back to a number of debates in previous months, public policy polling has released a new survey showing Governor Pat McCrory's approval rating among voters. And the numbers are not good. 51% of North Carolinians now disapprove of the job Governor McCrory is doing. Only 39% say they are in favor. That's down. In addition, 52% of respondents opposed the state's recent budget, with only 33% supporting its passage. Public policy polling director Tom Jensen says he believes the disapproval for the governor is coming more from a growing general disdain than for anything specific like the budget.
Probably less than the specifics of the budget. What these numbers reflect is that voters are just generally in a bad mood.
50% of voters in the survey also say they believe Governor McCrory broke his promise not to sign any new restrictions on abortion, and 57% also said it was inappropriate for the governor to have given cookies to pro-choice protesters who showed up at his home. Jensen says North Carolinians are reacting negatively to the passage of the abortion bill, not necessarily because they object to the content of it, though.
Voters not, I think, necessarily reacting negatively so much to the actual content of the legislation. It's really just not liking the process.
The survey also found that the Moral Monday protests organized by the NAACP have a favorable opinion among voters. 49% of North Carolinians approve of Moral Monday, only 35% disapprove. That's a change, too. Jensen says the protesters were actually polling negatively when the rally started back in late April, but the General Assembly's bad image has pushed them forward.
I think that's just a reflection of the fact that voters are so unhappy with the General Assembly that they're glad that somebody is going out there and speaking out against them and standing up to them.
General Assembly's approval ratings continue to be low in the poll, as PPP found that 50% of respondents say they would vote Democratic if there was an election for the legislature now. Perhaps the best beneficiary of the new approval ratings all around is incumbent U.S. Senator Kay Hagan. She's up for re-election next year, running likely against either Tom Tillis or Phil Berger, but both of them come out of the General Assembly, and the General Assembly is unpopular. So even though Hagan's approval rating not great, 49% against 48% who disapprove, she still leads both Tillis and Berger in hypothetical matchups by 8 points each. Starting today, drivers who use town-owned park-and-ride lots in Chapel Hill will be required to pay to park before boarding buses at the Carborough Plaza, Eubanks Road, Southern Village, and Jones Ferry lots. It's going to be $2 per day or $21 a month or $250 per year. Permits purchased can be used at any of the four lots. Chapel Hill Transit Director Brian Litchfield says the fees are being implemented to generate revenue to cover operating costs for the transit system.
Council approved the fees earlier this year in coordination with UNC implementing fees at their lots as an attempt to generate revenue for the transit system.
According to a Chapel Hill News report, UNC will also operate its own permitting system for employees and students using six different university-owned park-and-ride lots. If you purchase a permit for the four town-owned lots, they will honor those at the UNC lots as well. Those include the Friday Center and Franklin Street. For more information about park-and-ride fees or to purchase your own permit, you can view this full story on our website, chapelborough.com. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board will consider what to do with the district's aging school facilities when the board meets tonight. Half the students in the district attend schools that are 40 to 60 years old. School officials say many of the buildings need extensive renovations to meet current accessibility and safety standards, while others should be torn down and rebuilt altogether. The school board has budgeted $20 million for capital improvements over the next 10 years, but an architect hired to evaluate the facility says bringing the older buildings up to date could cost at least $52 million. A broader plan to replace aging schools with larger facilities could run as high as $170 million. School board could consider asking voters to help foot the bill. Voters last approved a $27 million bond package back in 2001. The bulk of that went towards construction of Araskus Elementary and Carborough High. The board will consider forming a work group to evaluate the recommendations and consider collaborating with officials from the county as well as the Orange County school system. Chapel Hill Carborough School Board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. In other education news, a North Carolina appeals court is deciding whether a for-profit company should get taxpayer money to operate a virtual charter school that offers online-only classes to public school students. This is a heated issue for a variety of reasons. State Court of Appeals heard oral arguments yesterday in a bid by Virginia-based K-12 Incorporated to offer classes to students whose parents opt out of existing public school classrooms. K-12 is the nation's largest online educator. They've managed online schools in 29 states with mixed academic success. Florida education officials have launched a probe into whether K-12 violated state law by using uncertified teachers and then trying to cover it up. Company-backed a North Carolina nonprofit called NC Learns that sought a charter giving it special permission to operate outside many normal rules. 7:38 is the time. Time now for a quick look at your news around town. Playmakers Repertory Company, the professional theater company in the College of Arts and Sciences at UNC, has received several significant national grants in support of upcoming projects and productions. Among them, a $45,000 Artworks grant from the National Endowment of the Arts. That's a type of grant that supports the creation of art that meets the highest standards of excellence, public engagement, lifelong learning, and the strengthening of communities through the arts. For a full list of grants the theater company received, you can visit the News Around Town link on our website, chapelborough.com. Elsewhere, new research led by scientists at the University of Massachusetts Medical School shows there could be a potential cure or at least alleviation for Down syndrome. NBC News reporting that the research revealed it may be possible to prevent long-term complications caused by Down syndrome, which is itself caused by the presence of an extra chromosome. Research suggests that the extra chromosome may be essentially turned off, eliminating some of the conditions associated with it. Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at Duke University, Dr. Lauren Pena, says doctors and researchers in the Triangle are watching closely for further developments in the research. While Pena says the study has shown in principle it's possible to silence the extra chromosome, the true impact in humans is still likely years away. 7:39 is the time. You can find more about both of those stories by visiting the News Around Town link on our website, chapelborough.com. Visit our website, chapelborough.com, for a whole lot more as well, including Scene Around Town, photo galleries, local buzz columns. Most recently on chapelborough.com, we've got a new one up detailing all of the top shows to catch this week in and around town: art shows, music shows, theater, and a whole lot more. Elliot Rubin wrote that article, so check that out on our website, chapelborough.com. More of what you live here for. That's on the web. Right now on the radio, it is August Gift Card Mania Month. The month of August is here, and we have been feeling generous all month long. We are giving away gift cards to some of your favorite local restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky's Squids, and Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. Today's winner, a name familiar to many of us in Chapel Hill, Ed Harrison of Durham, Chapel Hill Town Council member. And Ed, you have won, and we got a drum roll here, so hang on a second. $100 to Dickie's Barbecue. Great gift card for Ed Harrison. $100 to Dickie's Barbecue. Congratulations to Ed Harrison of Durham. That is the winner today. You still have plenty of chances to win between now and then. Enter today on our Facebook contest page, and then make sure you tune into the WCHL Morning News with me and Ron every day this month. It is Gift Card Mania. 7:41 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We're going to take a quick break now and come back with the commentators. That's on the way next.
This is Mark Brown of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPA and advisors. Running a business requires wearing a lot of hats. We can help you plan and run your business effectively, from buying a business to the legal and tax structure to setting up efficient accounting processes. We help guide you through any and all questions so you can concentrate on what matters most, your business.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
If you've been waking up with Ron Stutz for days or decades, you've heard the commentators. You can be one yourself. You don't have to be asked. Don't tell me you don't have an opinion. You get a minute and a half to sound off, and you can say about anything. Sidewalks too narrow or too wide? Trees threatened? The schools are working or not? If your concerns are broader, give them a local angle. Ever written a letter to the editor? If so, you've done most of the work. Make an appointment, come in, and read. If you aren't satisfied, do it over. You're in and out in 10 minutes. Stick to one topic. You can always do another. It's amazing that more people aren't standing in line. Imagine in our community where for every three people there are four opinions. Of course, if you do one, Ron may bug you to do more.
The lottery did not fund my education. Come on, management. Respect your customers in this community.
Pay to park, thus pay to shop.
And this time, pocket change won't do it.
You're not going to get into liberal heaven by being run over by a Prius.
Are you kidding me?
The commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHF.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Terry Tyson. There is an empty field on Elliott Road where a beautiful new movie theater could have been. They could relent, pass a motion tomorrow, and attract a business to locate there. There are no advantages to the regulations in this town that are so hostile to promoting a healthy business climate. The tax burden would be eased, there would be less travel to other cities, thus helping the environment, and there would be more local jobs. All these advantages are thrown away daily. Business initiatives are extinguished, opportunities are lost, and our reputation as an anti-business town spreads. We don't allow restaurants, banks, or any businesses to have drive-up windows because it's not aesthetic and it's harmful to the environment. Due to oppressive sign ordinances in Chapel Hill, a van with the name of the business is parked at the entrance of shopping centers to serve as a sign. You make the rules so strict, you end up with unintended worse consequences. So we have an idle field in a busy shopping district where we could have a thriving movie theater for everyone's enjoyment. Wake up, Chapel Hill. This is Terry Tyson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
It may be hot out there right now, but autumn is just around the corner, and that means cooler weather, falling leaves, and a new semester at Durham Tech. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. If you're looking to start a new career or get that degree you've always wanted, look for our new course catalog in your mailbox. Find out more online at durhamtech.edu. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
All right, 7:46 is the time. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Now with your traffic report, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. Watch out for a crash on 40 westbound near the I-540 exit. Reports are saying that a car spun out and hit the medium. That accident has been moved to the side, but drivers should be aware to stay right and watch out for that. As far as locally here, we don't have any accidents to report this morning so far on 15501 or the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout the rest of your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to your weather report. This one brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Right now, it is beautiful out there, 60 degrees and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 58 degrees in Hillsboro, maybe even a little nippy for the start of your day. Kind of odd for the middle of August. It is going to warm up a little bit this afternoon, and it's going to be beautiful. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Doesn't get much better than that. Overnight lows down in the lower 60s tonight with partly cloudy skies. Slight chance of rain developing after midnight, about a 20% chance of that. That's going to carry over into the morning on Friday, and from there, the chance of rain is really only going to pick up. Unfortunately, we've got a nice day today, but it's going to be kind of rainy all weekend long. Tomorrow, we've got cloudy skies, 70% chance of rain, especially in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, overnight lows in the lower 60s with that chance of rain continuing. And then steady rain pretty much all weekend long. Saturday and Sunday, 60 to 70% chance of rain both days, all day with cloudy skies and highs in the mid-70s, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Back to normal summer weather for Monday and Tuesday to get the work week started. Mostly cloudy skies both days with a 30 to 40% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. Those late afternoon thunder showers we're used to seeing will be back in the area by then, and we'll have temperatures back to normal as well, highs in the mid to upper 80s. WCHL time is 7:49. It is time now for Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, my favorite time of the morning. And joining us now via telephone, the man himself, the inimitable Dr. Wayne Pond. Wayne, good morning.
Hey, I'm right on time here. The coffee's almost finished perking, and, we're ready to rock and roll with the Word of the Day.
Sounds good. So when you say the coffee's almost finished perking, does that mean you haven't had your first cup of the day yet? Because that's a problem.
You put your finger on it. That's right. I am running a little late here.
Oh, welcome to groggy Word of the Day this morning.
We started a bit of a trend here with eponyms.
Yes.
Let's see. The word I was searching for yesterday, Aaron, was Macintosh.
Macintosh. Yeah.
You remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, men's
it's
code.
An article of clothing.
I looked it up, and the only thing that I could find was Chesterfield, which is another kind of coat that was named after a man, but yeah, okay. Macintosh, should have thought of that.
Chesterfield. My dad smoked unfiltered Chesterfields.
Yeah.
When men were men, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, yeah.
All right, well, here's yet another eponym,
example
of aforesaid linguistic category. The word of the day is Svengali. Svengali. Mm-hmm. S is in son or Sam, S. V as in Victor, E-N-G-A-L-I, S-V-E-N-G-A-L-I.
That is when a Scandinavian person is really excited about something.
Let's just leave it at that, hang up, and let the gerbils do their work.
Svengali.
Svengali, all right. Svengali, it turns out, the definition here, a person who manipulates and exercises excessive control over another, and the interesting twist is for sinister purposes. That gets overlooked many times in our use of the word Svengali.
Mm-hmm.
This turns out to have been a character in a 19th century novel. The character's name was Svengali, who manipulated a young woman, transformed her into a singing sensation. You may be thinking of Pygmalion as we're having this discussion.
Yes, yeah. Well, transforming into a singing sensation, now I've got Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, the illusions just keep, they just run up to you like puppies and surround your feet, don't they?
Yes.
All right, Svengali, it's a bit complicated. Let's go through it again.
Yeah.
S-V-E-N-G-A-L-I. It is a noun, and the definition, a person who manipulates and exercises excessive control for sinister purposes over another. This is the mindset that Ron Stutz put you into when he talked you into 2 weeks of morning insanity.
I'm just doing it out of the goodness of my own heart.
Oh, my God. Now we're in
at least that's what Ron said. I don't know what's really true.
All right, pal, there's your word of the day. Enjoy it, nurture it, put it back in its little box, treasure it, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Wayne.
Bye.
All right, again, the word is Svengali, S-V-E-N-G-A-L-I, a noun, person who manipulates or exercises excessive control over another, usually for sinister purposes. In about an hour, we'll give you a chance to call in, give us the word, the spelling, and the definition. You'll win a $10 gift card from Cruisers. That is Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, brought to you as always by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Right now, it's 7:53, time now for the clean joke of the day. And for that, as always, again through the magic of radio, even though he's not here in the studio, we turn nonetheless to Ron Stutz.
97.9 FM, WCHL. Time now for the clean joke of the day. Let's welcome into the show Lauren Stafford. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you doing?
Good. You look good today.
Thank you very much.
Nice paisley outfit.
Oh, thank you.
I just love it. I love the thing you have in your hair, too.
So, well, I was inspired by your paisley tie the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad somebody liked it. I guess you liked it.
I liked it. I like it. I'm all about the paisley.
Yeah.
We should get some paisley drapes in here.
That's
really
true.
Really lighten up the paisley.
Hey, I'd go for that. I don't think many people around here would.
No.
Just me and you, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's okay. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
As long as we like it.
That's right. The heck with Ran and everybody else.
Try the rest of them. All right. So today's joke is don't mess with the elderly.
Don't mess with the elderly.
Yes.
Okay. I like that already.
Myra, a little old lady living in Essex, answered a knock on the door one day.
Mm-hmm.
To be confronted by a well-dressed young man carrying a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Good morning, ma'am, said the young man. If I could take a couple minutes of your time, I would like to demonstrate the very latest in high-powered vacuum cleaners.
Uh-oh.
Go away, said Myra. I'm broke and I haven't got any money. And she proceeded to close the door. Quick as a flash, the young man wedged his foot in the door and pushed it wide open. Don't be too hasty, he commanded. Not until you have at least seen my demonstration. And with that, he emptied a bucket of horse manure onto the hallway carpet.
Oh.
Now, if this vacuum cleaner does not remove all traces of this horse manure from your carpet, madam, I will personally eat the remainder.
My gosh.
Myra stepped back and said with a smile, well then, sir, let me get you a spoon. Because they cut off my electricity this morning.
She wasn't in a good mood to
she
be in.
She was
huh?
not in a good mood. Well, that'll show him.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Robin Baker is Executive Director of the ARC of Orange County, and he's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
We are an organization that serves children and adults with developmental disabilities. We are a 30-year-old organization located in Chapel Hill, but we serve all of Orange County. We provide both individual support that help individuals to be able to live as independently as possible, and we also provide a variety of different social types of activities to help people connect to the community.
These days, the ARC of Orange County is struggling just to find enough money to provide all its wonderful services. Just like other nonprofit groups in our community, the ARC finds it difficult to get the same things done with less money. Again, here's Robin Baker.
The state is also asking us to be, as they should, very accountable for the services that we provide, as other providers are going through accreditation. And there's quite a cost attached to that. We actually spend about 2% of our budget on being accredited, which is a new requirement. So to have these cuts, it really does further impact their ability, and it makes it such that we have to subsidize services that should be and were created to be funded through the state or through Medicaid. We do end up subsidizing some of the Medicaid or state services that we provide, and we're very creative about finding those resources, but it's always a huge challenge.
The ARC has been around a long time, and it will continue to do its usual fine job helping those with developmental disabilities. Thanks in part to Robin Baker, the ARC's executive director.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Have you been looking for acupuncture, massage, nutrition advice, yoga therapy, guided imagery, hypnosis, and expert physicians who understand how you can use these services to benefit your health and your life? Come to Duke Integrative Primary Care. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill. Open to all and now accepting insurance.
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut. And we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. And then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off, either 2 or 4 hours of photo booth rental for events and parties. Available now. Photo booth rental is perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, and more. Your guests hop in and out of the booth, and within minutes, the photo booth takes the shots and prints out a strip in their choice of color or black and white. Strips can also be modified with messages, and your guests can take as many images as they like while the booth is at your venue. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. Get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Traffic still slow moving on I-40 westbound. If you're headed west from Raleigh towards Chapel Hill, earlier accident at 540 has caused some delays stretching from 540 all the way back to Wade Avenue. Nothing too terrible, and the accident's been moved off to the median, but still give yourself a bit more time to get through that stretch of road. As for your weather, it is currently 60 degrees and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 59 in Hillsboro, a little bit chilly even this morning. Don't think we'll complain too much about that. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Gorgeous weather today. Overnight lows in the lower 60s with a slight chance of rain developing after midnight. And then rain pretty much all day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs in the mid-70s.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.